20th District Legislative Update. I'm Trace Ellis with Senator John Braun. A key House committee passed a bill that would allow limited police pursuits, but law enforcement still wouldn't be able to chase many suspects, including potential car thieves. What's your response?
It's a mixed reaction. On the one hand, I'm very pleased that we now have a vehicle to continue the debate on this hugely important issue in our state. So that's good news. I don't think the actual policy in the bill that came out on pursuit will have the impact that we'd all like to see, which is to reduce the lawlessness across our state, get after the huge increase in auto thefts, and really stop the harm that's being done to people in all corners of the state. So on the one hand, I'm glad democracy is working in the House, at least, if not in the Senate. They heard the bill, they moved the bill out, and that we have a chance for further debate. At the same time, I think there's a lot of work to be done on the policy.
What's next for this pursuit bill in the House?
They will hopefully move it to the floor for a debate, and their debate will hopefully improve the policy and move it out to the Senate, where that's the real big question mark in my mind is, what will the Senate Democratic majority do with the bill? You know, right now, with the same bill in the Senate, they've refused to hear the bill, refused to bring it to vote, refused to allow any testimony, let alone any true debate on the policy. So there's a big question mark. Hopefully, they will see the wisdom and the importance of fixing this problem in our state, and they'll let it come up for debate, and we'll get a better bill with better policy that will really get after the issues that are causing so much harm across our state.
Is there a chance the chair of the Senate Law and Justice Committee may try to bottle up the House bill the same way she's blocked the Senate bill on pursuits?
A really interesting situation over the last few weeks is the Law and Justice chair has refused to hear the pursuit bill in the Senate. She's basically kept her foot on the throat of democracy, is how I think about it. Is all the talk about democracy in here, she is completely unwilling to even hear a bill, let alone vote it out, because she personally disagrees with it. That's her decision. I want to remind folks that she works at the pleasure of the caucus. So if this doesn't happen, it's not just because the chair of Law and Justice didn't let it happen. It's also because the leadership in the Senate Democratic caucus refused to follow through on the clear will of the people to have this policy fixed so our law enforcement officers can pursue folks across the state who are committing crimes.
20th District Legislative Update with Senator John Braun. I'm Tracy Ellis.